Yo, it's your boy Benji Bay once again, the BB Radio Culture Podcast, and I just want to drop another segment to clarify and clear up a few things. As I say with this podcast, I'm more into the radio, so I'm fine with being underground, and I've been on the Pink Friday campaign, and you know, I don't believe in all that idol worship crap. We can praise whatever we want. People can say LeBron is the GOAT. Michael Jordan is the GOAT. You like NBA, you watch ESPN, you watch NFL, soccer, tennis. You're praising. I mean, people can find new ways to dry hate. Well, they say industry plants, everybody's an industry plant. It's just a new form and fashion for people to dry hate. Excuse the barbs, you know, I understand. You know, it's miraculous what Nicki Minaj has been doing. I just love the artwork and the craft. Earlier podcast, you know, I shouted out and saluted Cardi B. And me, I don't really pick a side too much. You know, I'm a guy for one, and for two, it's like Cardi B is carefree with hip hop. She made the Like What rap video, and it's like the thing about hip hop now is we have women like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, and they could just say real shit. Even if it's just 10, 15 seconds, they could just say some real shit. Really shit you done heard in hip hop for years. Like, spoke on the younger women's side in hip hop. And for the most part, all of them have their own form of what they feel is appeal. So anybody hating, it's just like, I don't even care. Like, this shit bullshit. You know, and I've said the woman rapper name out of St. Louis that I stopped saying her name because it's like, you know, why should I have to keep saying her name over and over again? But Sexy Red, you know, she's the poster woman for, oh, this is the product of the community that's destroying everything. And, you know, apparently Sexy Red been around since the 80s. And she's just the number one pinpoint of why everything in the urban community is destroyed. Like, but it's a great scapegoat. You know, she got tattoos and, you know, she don't give a damn about no rap like that, which most people from the actual trenches don't care. Because a lot of people don't know what they want out of rap. You know, I make it clear where the line is crossed with me. There can never be peace. There can never be people finally grieving and getting over their losses. And dudes finally shaking hands with the other side. As long as you got this and the dead saying names. We can talk about the women. We can dive all across the crowd to speak on Sexy Red and what they doing. Ah, oh, the women, they dancing. The women, they dancing. And the explicit lyrics. And that don't hold half of the detriment of what these guys is doing. Dissing the dead. You know, and it's like you speak on this over and over again to where it's like you, it ain't going to ever change. So it's like, why should Cardi B take rap serious? Like, man, you better take care of your family. Just be a halfway decent person in real life. And this is all I be saying. It's just crazy how Sexy Red could just be a girl from St. Louis that a lot of people felt like never was going to make it. Ah, she ain't nothing. You feel me? And all of a sudden, her music, very effective. But people still going to say it's trash just because they mad because they feel like she don't deserve it. It wasn't supposed to be her that she was. But I don't see her dissing the dead on her tracks. She influencing people to dance. So I don't be with the delusional stuff. People acting like Sexy Red is a god of the urban community. And she controls all. Like, that's basically what people are doing. Like, one woman is responsible for all the trauma, decades of trauma that happened in the urban community. I just shake my head. It's sad. And, you know, on this podcast, I know I can run people off. And it's just like, I'm totally fine, bro. I'm totally fine because that's the wackest. That's the sorriest excuse ever. It's the sorriest excuse for other people outside of the urban community ask, why is the urban community like this and like that? And I just blame Sexy Red for it. Is it Sexy Red's fault that she happens to be very relative to other women in the community and guys that have friends like her in the urban community? Like, You know, Sexy Red got a real name, Glorilla got a real name, and outside of that, it's girls like them on the block in every city. So you turn on this local news, I say this all the time, like, we have civilians in the crossfires, the guys at war, and they don't have time to be sitting up talking about who is twerking, talking about women rappers, explicit lyrics, when there is chalk linings and yellow tape on the daily in a lot of these big urban communities. I know about the drill rap influence, and I see OGs like Styles P giving his honest opinion on it, because it used to be a little bit of rules in hip-hop, but now, shit, I ain't blaming no damn woman for rapping, and, you know, she actually got style having fun with it, and ain't nobody, you know, losing their life over it. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. I'm just going to put a few links up in here, you know, sports related, because you got the UT emblem on my Twitter, Vince Young from my neighborhood. Also, the well-known OG with the best West Coast regime in the 90s, doing collect call, speaking on Mr. 3-2 that came from my neighborhood. He dropping segments saying stuff relatively similar to what I'm saying. So when I speak on the women, I understand people can get caught up in the appeal, but I'm listening to the music. I'm in tune with the instruments I hear, the accent, and then I look at the video later. You know, me just consistently putting out this Pink Friday 2 stuff, it's an endless body of work that so many people love because it comes from a genuine place. You know, Nicki Minaj could walk through Queens now and don't need 30, 40 bodyguards sweating her because that's home, you know? Everybody from the community is not looking for fame, big famous person. Don't need 30, 40 bodyguards to go back to home. Please, please. But I ain't saying all women from the urban community is innocent. They think everything is S-I-M-P. But as I say, I'm not getting off subject on the stuff that I grew up around, the Houston influence and hip-hop and Houston, Memphis, and New Orleans. People always got a little bit of seasoning and sauce from us and sprinkled it on they little stuff. And that was back in the 2000s. L.A., you know, they got the same little thing that's been happening. You know, people take a little bit of sauce and seasoning from L.A. with the colors in the rags. And, you know, they sprinkled it in their little sauce. But they not trying to make music with L.A. artists. And it's less you can fake in L.A., you know, a lot of people not going to fake it. You can't be out here repping, talking about your big step in. But when it comes down to hip hop, you got to pay homage. Commend the ones that put on for it. Because spoke about the hip hop spirit and the hip hop spirit New Yorkers carry. Hip hop versatility. So the blatant hate that Ice Spice get is obvious. Outside of her appeal, she's versatile. You know, it's different flows she got. She get on a song with Taylor Swift, cool. She hop on a song with Nicki Minaj, cool. She balance it. Can make music with nearly any artist and be able to be so versatile that she know how to blend in with the joint. And outside of the music, laid back. Ain't don't even be talking much shit. Like, don't be saying much. You don't see her blowing up, beefing, and, you know, it's just like, but she got the most haters based off of her appeal. So as I say, I'm all wrapped out. I'm all wrapped out. I may fall back until this Olympic stuff come on. Because as I say, LaToya Luckett from my neighborhood was part of Destiny's Child. And you still could see her out and about in the city, checking in and checking out in the same neighborhood that she came up in. So a lot of people way too delusional and out their mind with these tinfoil hats. Really see, like, man, when you talk about rap, man, this shit ain't shit. That's why I don't care to be all into, you know, this whole industry thing with everybody who shines, everybody who gets a little bit of a bag sold out. You know, that should be corny to me. spread love with the World Athletics, and I see what track runners are doing out here, and I think it's very inspirational. You know, I don't think that we should ever close the door on inspiration. You know, whether we have young women from the bottom, they shouldn't give up on their hopes and dreams of trying to accomplish anything. And they damn sure shouldn't be out here closing the book on whatever they feel like they talent is. Whether that's dancing or expressing themselves through music, so be it. At least they not dissing the dead. Because half the time, even with the younger male side of hip-hop, when I speak on certain guys, it's like half the time it wasn't even their dream to rap. It was their homeboy's dream. It was their best friend's dream. You know, and he fell short. He was oppressed by somebody who looked just like him. So guess what? You know, his homeboy, you know, he felt like he got a rap to keep his best friend's dream alive, and he blew up miraculously. You know, it's a lot of artists that I said their name, and that was the case. You know, they homie was rapping every day. He was the one that had everybody inspired, and he was the one that happened to get it. And now somebody feels the need to keep his legacy alive, and, you know, now they blow up. You know, will they ever forget? Dudes just barely make it. So, you know, that's all I'm getting at. Even highlighting Glorilla new joint, yeah, Glow. And people like the accent with the Cuban on Cuban and all this. Sha'Carri Richardson like it. It's getting a lot of love out here. And that's the way it should be. Big difference. With a lot of the women rappers on the younger side, they don't have to walk around with 50 bodyguards at the end of the day. Because they're not talking so reckless, hurting the families and dissing the dead. It's just like, have your head on a swivel and be ready, because you don't know who coming. You do not know who coming out here. So I'm popping open a bottle, and you know, I'm enjoying the excellence of, you know, a lot of women from the bottom in these urban communities striving for greatness no matter what. You know, because people disregard so easily that 300, 400 years or whatever we've been through, you know, they was part of it, too. We talk about the 80s and all the crime and all this, the violence going on in the urban community. They was there, too. Turn on that local news. You see men and women coping with pain and loss. Man, I ain't got time for this shit. So as I say, I'm going to roll out with a few links on here. Just a halfway positive shit, you know, because I ain't got time to be all of my feelings about something that probably ain't going to ever change. And at this point, it's like if it's going to be a product of Sexy Red and all these women that, hey, man, they ain't just speaking for themselves. Whether the music is toxic, okay. You know, but I know the difference when people cross over to negativity, because you get that energy right back. And just because a little bit of these women's music happen to be a little bit explicit or toxic, that ain't nothing new to me. You know, that ain't nothing new to me. And negativity, you know, that ain't been nothing new to me coming outside and in this community. So, yeah, people who came outside popping their shit, talking their big dogs, you gonna slap somebody out. You big hand, you step with the big step and all this. Hey, bro, be on the lookout, because somebody going to step to you to prove it. Somebody want to see. People turning their head. Like I said, people turn their head. And you know, they eating the popcorn. So that's all I'm saying. Guys want to be active. Hey, you know, be active in the confinements of active members. Tell the kids and the women to move out the way, you go in the house or whatever is about to go down, whatever. That's how the old timers did it. Because I speak a little bit more right than wrong, or because I co-sign with peace, and it may be considered lame or corny to some, that's cool. But end up going upstate and never coming home, no change in their pocket, nothing in the mattress, that's corny and lame. So I ain't in the game. I ain't in a part of the active lifestyle. I don't want to be on here too long. I only speak on the rappers because just as we aware of things going on in the community, they are too. Like, it's such a good percentage of people in the community that They don't want to be helped. They don't want to be saved. So, you know, want a rapper that comes from the bottom to be a martyr. You know, it's like you got the same rappers that people want to save the community. They got people in their own crews that they couldn't save, begging and pleading their homeboy, get out the streets, man. You know, let's do this internship. Let's do this deal partnership. Get out of the street, man. Get out that neighborhood, man. I told you many times. And then he didn't want to leave. And then worst case scenario. You know, we got women from the trenches or whatever you want to call it. They want to pursue a college or a rapper that's he up. You know, he helped her get a college tuition, a scholarship. Oh, he's saving. And it's just like, man, what happened to just halfway decent women? You know, it's like if you turn your head and mind your business, you know, you're a bad guy because you don't care about the women. OK, now you turn your head and you try to help. Now you're saving. You're saving me. I don't need nobody. So, yeah. Rappers going to be rappers and rappers going to entertain. But I'm not entertained by dishing the dead and fueling more violence in the community. And it's that simple. Yeah, it's that simple. So I ain't putting my faith and hope in a rapper to be a role model for my own son and my own daughter. That's bullshit. You know, people know what it is. We know how important in humanity across the entire globe fatherhood is to a child. And I don't have to bring up the statistics. People ignore it. People gonna holler and scream all day and shout about how some damn rapper should be a role model. And they're supposed to be the immediate person to the child. Besides that, I don't have problems with commending athletes and praising them for their talent. You know, nice crossover, nice behind the back pass. People going to praise that. You know, worship is a whole nother different word. I see what Sha'Carri Richardson doing. You know, people going to praise that. That's an acknowledgement. People get gold medals. People get an Olympic gold medal. I ain't about to be hollering in the background. Stop worshiping that man. He ain't do nothing, man. All he did was win a gold Olympics, man. 40,000 points. He got 40,000 points in the NBA. Man, he ain't nothing, man. Why y'all worshiping that man? And it's just like, bro, people praising. You know, we all humans. You know, LeBron, hey, the music I've been promoting, just like I said, he in the locker room screaming Glorilla song. Word for word, Cubans on Cubans, a bit is still tall. So, hey, tell me what it's really worth. But, you know, that's all I'm doing is spreading light on the situation because with the senseless things going on in the community, like, what happened at the Joel Osteen Church that happened in my city? It's just like that becomes the norm when we have children that they have no awareness and they really don't understand the repercussions that is they up against just for squeezing. You know, they squeeze. They feel like they're a tough guy, the toughest guy, big guy in the city. And you hit the joint. Don't nobody care. You squeeze, they squeeze too. And when not mentally developed yet, they have no understanding of, you know, what they really have to face for even touching an innocent civilian. You know, you hit an innocent child squeezing and you hurt somebody. You hit the pen or whatever. It's somebody that knew that person. It's somebody that loved that person. It's somebody that got the news and they heard what you did. And you're going to have to face the consequences in there, whether it's from a CEO or somebody in a joint with you that didn't like what you did. And guys, man, guys hit that joint, they squeeze, and they come up in there. They, yeah, man, I'm the big top rank. And whole time, it's somebody lurking and walking up in there. They heard what you did, and they got their eyes on you. You know, so that's all it comes down to. I'm talking about from my community. It's good days out here. people have fun in an urban community, but in my time, it was more common because it was more structured. Parents were more involved, and that's the real underlying fact. Parents are a bigger influence than a rapper. Can't put the pressure on one woman's back or a man's back just because they're a rapper with good rhymes to be G.O.D. and save the community. People got to keep it real at the end of the day. You know, people got to keep it real. So that's why I put highlight reels of athletes on here, because athletes should be more of a role model. I wouldn't mind a kid looking up to an athlete as a role model. It's just like it's progression, it's excellence. You know, somebody who has something halfway positive and influential to say inside of the game and outside of the game. You know, LeBron is a great role model for a kid that wants to be persistent in what they want to do in life, being a student of the game and learning. And when you play sports, you can take all that you learned in the game outside into the real world. So that's why I like the Olympic team, the World Athletics. I seen what the girls are doing. Some people may already be up to date on what the stuff that I'm talking about on this podcast, but it's just a wonderful sight to see women in the Olympics 4x1 with the teamwork. And it just makes people so proud to see people come together and help each other with one understanding of to get the goal. And, you know, it's rather interesting to see how, you know, me dropping certain podcasts like that Glorilla podcast definitely ruffled a couple feathers. Probably ran some people off. And, you know, I kind of smirk at it because I kind of know why, especially when I could have a level of understanding, a level of compassion for my own. Meanwhile, I look around and the ones from my kind that came from the bottom to the top, you know, just scroll down social media and you only see us attacking us. You know, you turn on the local news, you only see us attacking us. I spoke about that girl out of Baltimore, and I know it ruffled feathers, but it's cool. I love it. I speak on Sexy Red, Glorilla, and, you know, certain girls that certain people may deem as the lowest or that's a trash human being because of their rap character and they don't have a real name outside of this bullshit, and people that love them from the trenches that they actually looking out for. I love it. You know, because it's so powerful when, oh, you can be from the trenches or the bottom or for a hopeless community, but still love yourself and look in the mirror and have no care in the world about, oh, everybody else can have culture, everybody else can have tradition. But when you're from the urban community and you love yourself and you love your neighborhood, it's a problem. It don't matter if you're from the bottom, impoverished neighborhoods, full of generational curses and trauma, and everybody wants to, you know, mislead you into believing that you're worthless. You should hate yourself, right? That's bullshit. That's bullshit. You know, a lot of people didn't ask for this. I speak on athletes all the time. They come from impoverished environments, and you know, they didn't drop their head. They pursued excellence anyway. You know, they got the gold medal. They got the big record that can never be broken. They the comeback kid that done it. And when you're from a certain community, it's always going to be people yapping and mad because of the gold change in the jury. But it's just like, was they there when you ain't have absolutely nothing? So on this podcast, I'm not with the Hate My Own Kind campaign, but I am with the Self-Realization of My Own Kind campaign. Because you can be totally from the bottom with nothing in a hopeless community, and as soon as you get a nice chain, a watch, and a little bit of change in your pocket, oh, it's on. Everybody want their hands in your pocket and feel like you should come down to every community in America. And just because you black and they black, you need to give up everything. you need to give up everything. And we give back nothing. You know, nothing but entitlement and being envious. All the empathy and compassion for everybody else except for our own kind. So that's all I want to do is wrap it up. Put a few links up in here, probably an artist or two, and just keep it rolling with things that I feel like is inspiration. And that's all I can say. Anybody who is putting their time in anything outside of the podcast, because, you know, I have other stuff going on outside of this. Anybody who is putting in time and effort into what they want, you know, it's like in due time, you know, time shall tell. And whatever beliefs people have, whatever people have to live for, never let it go. You shouldn't look in the mirror and hate yourself over where you came from, and nobody had the option to choose. Nobody had the option to choose what neighborhood they was going to be from. It happened to be infamously known. Nobody had the opportunity to choose not to be from a third world country. You know, life isn't always fair, but sometimes it just has to be fair shot to give everything you got, win, lose, or draw. So that's the bigger picture. Much love to everyone, whoever checks in and takes a listen. Much prosperousness and good blessings ahead for anyone who's listening or ever supported. Stay tuned and, you know, much love. I'm out. Benji Bay. Peace.